ਰੱਖਣਾ ਏ ਸਵੈਗ ਸੂਟ ਪੱਟੇ ਆਲਾ ਸ਼ਾਹੀ ਚੁੰਨੀ ਤੇਰੀ ਬਲੈਕ ਆਉਂ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਭਰ ਦੇ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਤੱਕ ਤੱਕ ਕੇ ਨੱਚੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਹੱਥ ਤੂੰ ਲੱਕ ਉੱਤੇ ਰੱਖ ਕੇ
Welcome to Chaat Masala. I was going to say welcome back, but I don't think that's correct because it's been a while since we've been here. I think our last episode was January 2017, but things have been pretty crazy in Paro and my life.
Yes, super excited to be back. We took a long, long break, but now we are trying something different. We'll do some short podcasts, so 30 minutes or so, and then we'll make sure that we will be more current.
And another thing we decided was that we're going to post on the same day every 2 weeks. So it will be a bi-weekly podcast, and every Friday morning you will have Eastern time. Friday morning Eastern time, you will have your Chaat Masala and your, you know, Chaat Masala episode waiting for you while you take the train, the subway to your work or car to your work or radio, whatever, whatever system you have, but it'll be there for your morning commute.
Awesome. All right. I'm excited to get started. We have so much to talk about because we actually literally have not talked about Bollywood, I think, in a while.
In 2 years or something?
No. I mean, we've talked. It's just we haven't, like, got it, like, deep analysis, like, you know, how we do.
Yeah. And just I've just been, you know, preparing for this episode and looking up things, and there's just so much to cover. So we're coming, I'm buried under wedding photos. I don't know about you. Every morning I have a new one. And it's not yet over. It's not yet over because Priyanka and Nick's wedding reception, second one, is happening on the 19th and the 20th of December. So that will be amazing.
So I'm so confused by so many things. Okay, the first thing is, when did the wedding season for actor and actress become this lavish? Like, I remember Virat and Anushka. I remember Sonam and Anand. But, like, I felt like Deepika and Priyanka just, and this Ambani one, which we should talk about because I don't understand what was happening over there. But, like, it just took it completely out of, like, I don't know. They just, like, blew it out of the water.
I really think it's also because of the fact that, like, so one thing that's really interesting is that all of these top Bollywood actresses got married in the same year. So Virat and Anushka just celebrated their 1 year, so they did it last December. Sonam and Anand, I think it's been a few months, 6 months or so. And then Deepika and Priyanka. It's just weird that all of these top actresses, all of them in the basically the same bracket, right? They all kind of started at the same time. Maybe Priyanka was a little early. But they all got married in the same year. But I think with Deepika and Priyanka and Isha Ambani, who have, I didn't even know who that was.
No, exactly. Clearly, she was very popular.
Apparently, or just rich enough to be, to buy fame, I don't know. But she, the three of them just got married one after the other, and I think that is also one of the reasons why it feels like a lot. It feels like one huge wedding that's been going on forever.
I know. Okay, so let's quickly go through it. So Deepika and Ranveer, loved their pictures, the color coordination. Ranveer looks so happy. Both of them look really happy.
Stunning.
I also really liked the way, you know, like the way the brides these days, like, own it, right? Like before, like, get to be shy. Even Isha Ambani, like, that's a traditional bride where you look down and be shy and, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, Deepika and Priyanka and even Anushka Sonam, they, like, totally went in with such great smiles and they enjoyed the wedding, which I think, you know, I did too on mine. And so, like, it's super nice to see.
Yeah, and they, oh my gosh, they look so stunning. A little bit so overstyled, almost. Deepika was so, it was amazing and it looked stunning, but it was so inaccessible to me because I was like, whoa, it looks like a photo shoot of between
no,
like two
totally.
Gorgeous people. But I guess that's just their reality. They just look that beautiful.
And also, like, why wouldn't you? Like, I was thinking for a minute, like, if I had the money and I had the resources to literally, like, how many times do we look at magazines and send it between, you know, us three sisters and look at, be like, I want to be, you know, I want to, like, look like that during one of our weddings.
Yeah.
And yeah. if I then can make it happen, if I could make it happen, I would totally make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And so they also did two weddings. So they did a Konkani wedding, I think, and I'm not sure what Ranveer is, but basically they did a North and
Punjabi.
South.
They did, yeah, Punjabi.
Oh, Punjabi, Konkani. Yeah.
And
yeah.
then they did, yeah, three receptions. Crazy.
And they, oh my gosh, like, the pictures are, guys, we can't tell you what the pictures look like because there's no way to say it in words, but you have to go see them. If you haven't already, you probably have already. But it was just stunning. So they did it at Lake Como in Italy. That's where they did it. And it just looks so beautiful, like all of the colors that they chose. And it was just
that's
very...
That's where Virat had understood it too in Italy?
I think they did it in Italy, but Lake not, Como. Yeah, yeah, not the same venue, but yeah. So they, something about Italy, I guess. but it just looked beautiful. And for the reception, everyone turned out, including Katrina Kaif, which was interesting.
Yeah, which would be fine. I mean, it's, like, it's not like he's going to Ranveer and Alia's wedding.
Yeah, but it was just funny because they didn't even follow each other on Instagram until after the wedding. Like, there has been cold vibes between the two of them. So it was just like they put it to rest and Katrina showed up and then they followed each other after the reception. So that was nice to see. But yeah, it was stunning. Everyone looked gorgeous. And yeah, we lived for the pictures.
No, totally. And also like and we'll talk maybe we'll talk about this after we talk about Priyanka, because I like the way they shared the pictures too. They owned it. It was there. They shared it with the media instead of like it just leaking like 50,000 pictures.
Oh yeah, there were
one at a time.
There were a couple of pictures of them like just like from you know helicopter view from a million miles away.
Yeah, terrible. Yeah,
and I was like, and I actually saw them like on my feed, and I was like, stop it! Like let them show what they want to show.
And they did, and they showed the perfect pictures. Like it was great,
just stunning.
Priyanka and Nick. So this has been. Deepika and Ranveer, we've been waiting for, but Priyanka and Nick, everybody is like, what is going on and how is this even happening?
Do you want to talk about their relationship a bit? Because
I know we totally missed it, right?
And I'm like, I've not had a chance to debrief my thoughts.
Do you think that, none of us knew much about the relationship till actually the wedding?
Yeah, because they dated for 2 months.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Till the article came out, nobody knew. So it's almost like everything is condensed into like the wedding period because that's when everybody knew Priyanka and Nick.
Yeah. I can't wrap my head around it. I'm just like still stunned. I was just following them and reading about their relationship, and there were articles about how Nick Jonas was, you know, making out with someone back in April or something. And I'm like, I can't believe he started the year like that, and they are married to Priyanka Chopra. Like, what a glow up. Like, what a journey, right? To be making out with some random, you know, 20-year-old and then being married to, like, the most gorgeous person in 6 months. It's pretty insane.
No, it is. And I think, like, for me, their whirlwind romance, if you really want to call it that, felt definitely a little fake in a showy, and I'll be honest about it. And it felt like, for me, it felt like empowering to Priyanka. Like, that's how I saw it. Like, she was like, I can date whoever I want, the kind of thing, right? You know, like, even if he's younger, even if he's not Indian, you know? So I thought that's how I saw it. Like, she's like, oh, this is my thing.
Yeah.
Until, like, the whole, you know, engagement, Roka, then the wedding, and how fast, like, you know, Nick Jonas' brother, Joe Jonas, and Sophia have been engaged for, like, a year.
Yeah.
And their wedding is still not decided, right? So, like, the fact that they fast-forwarded everything. Now, actually, I look at it, and I honestly think that they really genuinely like each other. But if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Like, it's not, like, because the way they did the wedding and the way they, came out on social media or like how they celebrated their romance makes it even worse for them to break up. I don't think that's true.
No, I don't think that's true either. I don't know Nick Jonas at all, except that I guess you know when you've hit a lottery and you're like, let's tie this thing up.
Yeah.
That's, you know, so that's what I guess Nick Jonas's feelings are about it. But for Priyanka, I just felt like, you know, she's dated people. She's dated Shahid. She's dated an unnamed superstar. Yes. She's, you know, that was a bad relationship from any angle you spin it. And then she had Harman Baveja. She had like all of these things, right? So she's dated for a while now, and then she's 36 years old. She finds someone who dotes on her and adores her, and she's like, ooh. And I had friends come at me with like, you know, it just, how can you do this for, you know, how can you just, I guess it's not enough time, and is it really love, and is it just infatuation? And I'm like, but that's what our arranged marriage systems are also. You meet someone you're attracted to.
Totally.
You feel like financially, and in terms of your career goals, your life goals, your financial situation,
match.
It's a good match. And then you're like, okay, cool. I'm at an age where I want to try.
Yeah, both Nick and Priyanka did say that, like, both their parents got married within, like, you know, a couple of weeks of knowing each other.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in the end, like, I'm, like, however it ends out, like, I feel like people are going to crucify them if it
regardless.
Doesn't work out, which is, yeah, well, if it doesn't work out, right, because they're like, oh, look, all the money and all that stuff. Which also I want to talk about is, you know, this whole hoo-ha about her selling the pictures to people. She's an American actress. Like, this is what Americans do. And that's even what Sonam did. So I don't know why people made Priyanka's wedding like, oh, the sham of the century type of thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think there's some, I think there's a little bit of hate on how, like, self-made she is, which she is. I mean, in an industry full of Sonam Kapoors that are spawns of Anil Kapoor, and, you know, even Deepika Padukone comes from, like, royal lineage, she's pretty middle class, and she made it on her own, and she's had that kind of hate all through her career. Like, either you become a model and then become like an actress that has a couple of films and then become an Instagram celebrity. We have a ton of those, but Priyanka really, really became famous and became a big star, and I guess I always felt like she's been an outsider and gets judged more than the others for her decisions. But whatever. That's the way it is.
Yeah. All right. We've talked a lot about the wedding. Everybody please go pick up the book. She's the first Indian, actress to be on the front page of US Vogue. So please go pick up. She looks hot, hot, hot. And I love, love, love that it's not her and Nick.
But don't you think, like, I love her Vogue cover, but I felt a little weird about it because I'm like, she's getting this because she's getting married. You know? Like, she's not.
If it was that, so did you read, have you read the article?
I've read the article, yeah.
Okay, so it says on top, like, in the editorial, that they were actually going to have Priyanka in there before, she's like, before the whirlwind marriage with Nick, and then they changed the story a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe that. I don't, because there's nothing really happening around Priyanka's career that's, like, a Vogue cover worthy. And I feel like it's a little bit of juicing up the Nick marriage. And anyway.
No, totally. I think they found an angle that they loved. So I think that's fair. But I just also love that it's not her and Nick, because they felt like, I think they strongly, like, you know, when they did Tyga and Kylie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was all about, like, they're the power couple.
Yeah.
And so here, they focused in on her.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And I really, really love that, because I think that's a stronger story than selling her and Nick.
Getting to know her.
A lot of people are like, who is she? Because they've grown up with Disney Nick forever. So anyway, so go ahead and then the People magazine, the pictures, and the Hello magazine in the UK.
Yeah.
Both have Nick and Priyanka on the cover. So super exciting. Love Priyanka. The only thing I would say is that I hope she doesn't do a reality TV now.
Oh my gosh, please don't. Priyanka, listen to this podcast and please don't.
I know, please don't. But like, it's starting to feel a little bit like that, because there isn't much going on in her life right now, and the Jonas already did a reality TV before.
Right.
So it's in their blood.
Oh, I hope not. But anyway, I'm excited to see how I feel like this is a new, like, career like new beginning for her in many ways. So we see. I heard of something happening with Chris Pratt. There's some cowboy ninja movie.
Yes.
So we'll see if that comes through. But that would be cool if she got that.
And I also hope she doesn't do any more music videos like the one she did for Vogue. I don't understand what the hell.
What was that?
I don't know. It looked so bad, and it made her look way older.
Yeah, I don't know.
It literally made her look like an auntie dancing, and I was like, she's so much better. Like, what happened to that girl in the city or whatever the NFL auntie did?
Oh my gosh. I don't know what they did with that. Oh.
What? That was so bad.
Okay, let's just pretend that never happened.
Alright, so no music videos, no reality TV.
She can do a music video. She can do a music video. Like with Nick Jonas' song or something. But not dancing like that.
Not that way. And please don't dance to Nick Jonas' song.
That's not the kind of fusion I'm here for.
No. Alright, okay. So we have spent a good decent amount of our 30-minute podcast.
We have not even covered Ambani's wedding.
Oh, that one. Okay, quickly, Oscar. So Isha Ambani and whoever her guy is, who's the guy?
Some other billionaire. I mean, do we care?
No, we don't care. Got married, and literally everybody, including Hillary Clinton and Beyonce, turned up. And you're like, what is going on?
Did you see the video of Hillary Clinton and John Kerry dancing?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm going to send that to you after this podcast, but I've seen it and I will never recover. I was just like, I felt like I was going to vomit. It just looked so disgusting.
So, like, that... Now, okay, so I need to understand that part. Like, what...
Everyone is for sale. Everyone is for sale.
So, is it literally that they paid every actor to come?
Honestly, I think so. Honestly, I think so. I mean, it's weird because I'm all over Twitter.
Maybe they've borrowed money from Ambani in the past or something.
So it's a couple of things, right? Like Hillary Clinton is a foundation. I have no facts on this, but this is a conversation that has been going around on Twitter and stuff. But people have foundations, people have movies that need to be funded. And these people, Ambanis, have their feet in a lot of things, their hands in a lot of things, including, you know, funding some of these projects. So that could be a reason why everyone turned up. They need, it's like any other influential person. You want them to support you in the future. So you turn up and, you know, support their
Does Deepika need Ambani? Like, it doesn't...
I think in terms of wealth, it's Deepika is a rich actress, but she can't fund her own movies.
Okay, so they're all producers then, is that...
Yeah, I think that just there's money flowing that way, and then they want to keep the flow, and then people showed up. And the one of the funniest videos was Salman Khan. Someone tweeted about this. Salman Khan is dancing background to one of the Ambani kids. To a Shah Rukh Khan song.
Oh my god.
Like, Salman Khan doesn't do anything for anyone.
Okay, so then what was the whole thing about feeding? Like, why were they feeding? Like, what was the...
So,
They got paid to feed? They were like Kevales or something?
Yeah, so a lot of the Bollywood celebrities were feeding people. So they were walking around and putting food in their plates. And apparently it's a Gujarati tradition for the Ladki Walo, which is Isha Ambani's side, to feed the Ladke Walo.
Yeah, so they are literally going as Ladki Wale, meaning like close family? What's nonsense?
Yeah, they're going as the bride's guests.
Yeah, but still, like, why? Okay, whatever.
I know. That's what's so crazy. But you have to see this Hillary Clinton video. I think we're gonna tweet it out from our one too.
Yes.
But there were other things that were going on. Like, I saw this tweet about this person had posted about how she grew up in Jamnanagar, which is like Ambani. Like Ambani campus. So in Jamnanagar, Akash Ambani was sent to Jamnanagar to get fit because he was a bigger kid, and then he lost a lot of weight. But he was sent there to get fit, and his teachers would be flown in from Mumbai every day to teach him. He had a party, like on his birthday, the whole town, all the kids were invited, and there was like circuses brought in. For the kid.
Oh, wow.
For the kid, for him. He had his own personal zoo because he loved animals. And so there was a zoo that was curated for Akash Ambani that, I'm not joking. This actually happened. So the kind of money that they have is insane. And you know, if Akash Ambani at a zoo brought in on a normal day, imagine what his wedding will look like. His wedding has not even happened yet, so that's the, we're still waiting for that. But yeah, they're crazy. They have a lot of money, and you know, everyone turned up for them.
All right, I have nothing else to say other than weddings in Bollywood has taken a different meaning, and like I'm excited to see the next round again.
Okay, so moving on, just quickly talking about Coffee with Karan. So we're in a new, yes, we've come into the mid-season of Coffee with Karan. So that's exciting. Yes.
We at this point know how the season, you know, is going to end.
Right. Yes. With Priyanka and Karina, which is so,
yes,
cool.
I know. So first of all, like, I want to say Coffee with Karan has lost its charm for me, to be honest. Like, before it was very much like, oh, the gossip thing. Now it's become random games.
Yeah.
It's funny for sure, but it's lost its appeal of like, oh, he can get the inside story.
Right.
I almost feel like, what's her name? Anupama,
Chopra.
Chopra does better because at least she gets deep.
Yeah.
They were very frivolous on the top. I think the only one that I really kind of liked a little bit was the Ajay they've done for Kajol and him, because he came out and he was like, we fought. He came out and said, we fought, and then this happened, and then we made up or whatever. So that was the only new information I got. The rest of everything was very, pretty normal.
Yeah, I mean, it started off with Alia and Deepika, which was really interesting, I thought.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
they looked so good.
They looked really good. But, you know, they both dated Ranbir.
Yeah,
and
dating.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Alia's dating, yeah, which is a whole thing we've not covered in this podcast even in the future, maybe. It's a lot. But, yeah, it's just, you know, I thought that was interesting. So he does get, like, interesting people to come on together. Like Katrina,
yes,
and Varun came, and Katrina,
totally,
like, again,
yeah,
you know. So he has interesting people come on. We met John V and Sarah, both,
yep,
of whom I really liked. Like, they,
I really liked.
I'm really
liked.
I mean, we'll talk about Kedarnath, but I'm really excited for Sarah. I think she's very good already,
yes,
which was so,
yes,
surprising to me.
She's,
but anyway,
natural. Yeah.
Yeah, she gave me like Karina vibes from like Jubilee.
I thought it's funny. She gave me Alia vibes.
Oh, really?
When Alia first came too, she was like, she wasn't made up. Like, Karina always felt a little fake.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but like with Alia, like, she just naturally did a thing. And then she was still rough on the edges, but she naturally did her own thing, you know?
I don't know. I'm not the biggest Alia fan. I think she's good, but I don't think she, and I think she does well in like Dear Zindagi and understated,
yeah,
movies, but like,
yeah,
that kind of job we met, like, you know, I don't know if she can pull, like, that's her Pariniti. And
yeah,
Sarah gave me a little bit of Pariniti, a little bit of, like, it felt like she's really versatile. But anyway, we'll talk about that more. But it was,
yeah,
nice to, like, see the two of them, who we've never met. And then, yeah. Yeah, so it's been okay. But, yeah, it's missing the spark and the magic of, like, how it used to be. I don't know why.
No, I totally. Like, I think it's just that everybody is prepared and knows, and I don't know. Like, I also don't, I think he's not spending enough time talking to them. He just jumps into the game.
Yeah. Yeah. It does feel like the,
yeah,
rapid fire comes much earlier than,
yeah,
than
totally.
It used
and then
to.
This random of call a person. Like, how random is that?
I know.
Yeah.
Like,
what is happening? Okay,
so,
anyway.
Yeah, we're not that excited, but we're still watching. We will cover, yeah, the good episodes when they happen and the good gossip when it,
yeah,
happens.
Lovely.
Other than that, I think we're good for now, catching up on things, but we can bring up old stuff. I mean, it's been a 2-year break, so there's so much to cover, but we can bring up things as and when they happen, but that's like a quick recap of the month, and we can go into our review, which will be Kedarnath.
Yes. Quickly before though, like, what movies are you looking forward to? Like, it's almost the end of the year. If you had to look back at 2018, are there any movies that stand out or any that are coming that you are excited about?
I'm excited about Simba.
Yeah. I'm not excited about Zero.
Oh, I'm not excited about Zero either. I don't know why. I don't know why. I just feel like, okay, maybe this is not the right thing to say, but hasn't Shah Rukh Khan played these kind of like offbeat characters? One after the other, like.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know. And maybe I'm totally judging the book by its cover.
Because I just saw Fan, and in Fan he played that younger guy. You know, like,
totally,
I just feel like,
yeah,
he's playing these characters,
yeah,
and there's really not that much meat, it doesn't seem.
No.
And I'm also a little bit sick of seeing Shah Rukh Khan and Anushka and Katrina together in some version of
form or the other. Yeah.
Yeah, like either Shah Rukh Khan and Anushka or Shah Rukh Khan and I'm just sick of like kind of seeing them together. Yeah. I don't know. I felt some fatigue like just watching it. I was like, oh, I'm not interested.
So yeah. So basically, the reason I brought it up is because Kedarnath is probably. Because for this podcast, I would not have chosen to watch it otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
But I stopped for a minute, and I was like, which is the movie that I watched in 2018? Because we watched a ton of movies, yes, for the podcast, but in general, we were interested.
Yeah.
And I go back, and there's nothing in 2018 that, like, I watched. Not for any specific, or I waited for it to come on Netflix or something. Like, I didn't, like, go seek it out, which I feel like represents kind of like a blah year. For 2018.
For yeah, no, I agree. I think, what was the big one? Sanju was the big one?
Yeah, but that wasn't great. It was not great, good at all.
Razi
was good. That's what I'm saying. I think of Padmavat, Razi.
I love Sanju. I feel like the story was really whitewashed, but that's another.
Yeah, but it also felt like, I also felt it was too almost fast, like it didn't do a good job of a biography.
Mm.
Like it told you the same thing. It almost enacted it in scenes, the scenes you knew about.
Yeah. Have you watched Man Marzia?
No. Is that good?
I've heard really good things about it. I'm actually waiting for it to come on Netflix or something because now it's off the theater, so I don't know where to watch it. But but Thugs of Hindustan was a dud.
And then there was Namaste England. I haven't watched that one either.
No, bad reviews too. And honestly, like some of it feels so played out. I'm like, Parineeti's gonna play the same character. I'm over it.
Yeah.
Arjun Kapoor, I don't even know if he doesn't really act, does he?
No.
He just plays himself.
Oh, there was, Veer the Wedding.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, so maybe what I've watched, okay, so I should take back the fact that I haven't watched anything in 2018. That's not fair. I've at least a handful. But I'm just saying, like, they don't stand out as, like, except for Razi, Padmavat, Veer the Wedding, and then now you're saying Man Marzia.
And Sanju. I still think Sanju was a must watch. It was, I guess we're talking about two different things, but I was like, nothing really got me to the theater.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Sanju got me to the theater.
Oh,
but,
it did?
Yeah, because I was like, that's interesting that Sanjay Dutt and Ranbir Kapoor playing Sanjay. Anyway, so it got me to the theater. It wasn't the greatest movie, but like, yeah, you're right in that nothing felt amazing. Like, I had to be there, except for Razi and Padmavat.
Oh, that's funny. And Veer the Wedding.
Yeah, even Thugs of Hindustan, I was over it as soon as I watched the trailer. Even though it's an interesting premise.
I wanted to watch it, and then I heard bad reviews, and I decided not to. But I just realized something. That all the movies that we just talked about are women, except for Sanju, are women focused.
Yeah, maybe it's us.
I think everybody's feeling the same.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, so that was just a quick, before we went into Kedarnath, I just wanted to quickly see how we felt about 2018. But it seems like we want to wait for Simba to come out, and then maybe Zero.
Maybe. Sort of. Kind of.
All right.
Alright, okay. So we'll see you after this short song.
चुके हैं हमसे मुसाफिर यूं तो कई दिल ना लगाया हमने किसी से किस्से सुने हैं यूं तो कई ऐसे तुम मिले हो ऐसे तुम मिले हो जैसे मिल रही हो इत्र से हवा काफिराना सा है इश्क है यार क्या है ऐसे तुम मिले हो ऐसे तुम मिले हो जैसे मिल रही हो इत्र से हवा अफिराना सा है इश्क है या क्या है
Welcome back. All right, so we're going to do a quick review of Kedarnath. This had Sushant Singh Rajput, and this is the debut for Sara Ali Khan, right?
Yep.
Her second movie, Simba, is coming up after this.
Yes, this is the first one.
Okay, so the premise of the story is Kedarnath. So if you guys don't know what Kedarnath is, so it's like this holy site, much like Vaishno Devi and things like that, and this a movie is about, I believe his name was Mansoor, Sushant Singh Rajput. But anyway, he's a porter who carries guests to do Bholenath's visit or, you know, at the shrine. And then, but he is Muslim, and then she is a Hindu, a wealthy Hindu, and her father is a pundit, and they fall in love.
And then there's a huge natural disaster.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was that. Okay, so yeah. As a story, going in, so you know how you can like, you're watching a movie and then you're like, oh, I can see this coming through. Like, I can see this, like, I can see what the story is. Like, yeah. you can see it, right? Obviously, you're seeing them fall in love and stuff. So as it was coming through, I was like, the setting, and then finally, you know, there's a storm and everything. So all of that coming together felt like such a great story to me. So as a script, I thought it was really like a interesting and not done before script.
Yeah, totally. Like, I think that the script was interesting. So just for a little bit of context, the director was Abhishek Kapoor, who did Rock On and Kai Poche, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kai Poche.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, those were amazing. But then he did, I think he did Fatur, and then this one, Kedarnath. I think the biggest issue I had with the movie was the fact that it felt very much like two different scripts that he put together.
And the reason
I felt like that was because, one, the first half was slowly building into their relationship.
Yeah.
And where Sushant Singh Rajput was very sheepish, right, the entire time. Like, he wouldn't look straight, like, he wouldn't give eye contact and stuff like that. And then he turns into a superhero, almost, towards
right. The
second half. So it just felt a little bit like, he had two different scripts and he tried to put them together, because also the temperature of the movie was weird. Like, it was very normal in the first half, very much like Jabri-esque,
mm-hmm.
like, their palette and everything.
Yeah.
The way Sara Alkini was dressed and everything. Then it moved into complete CGI.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know, like, the lakes and river, like, I don't know what was going on with the climax. I don't know. So that part I felt like it was like disjointed. I didn't see them tie well together.
Yeah, I think. I think that's what I mean by, like, the script. I feel like as a written script, I could have seen the tumultuous love and the tumultuous, like, climate and setting and everything. So I could see them both, you know, like a crescendo and then, you know, falling. Does that make sense? Yeah. Just like two peaks, right? So I enjoyed it. But yeah, there was something about the way it was made. And I don't know if it's Abhishek Kapoor and his style, because I felt this with Fitur.
Yes,
but I was like,
it's so disjointed. You're like, what is going on?
It was disjointed. It felt like he creates a world, which even in Fitur, like, it was very, and again, when you said temperature, I thought you meant like literal the film temperature. Like, it's so blue tinged,
yes,
and it's
yes,
so like
no,
cloudy,
totally, yeah,
and you know,
yeah.
So like Fitur had that thing where it felt like he created a world, and he did the same thing here. But there's something about that style I don't like, which, like, it doesn't feel real. It feels a little bit, like, fake, and like you said, CGI and everything. It felt really disjointed all throughout. So I could see how the story could have been so much better, but there was something about the way it was put together where it just didn't work that well. Like, it wasn't a bad film. I don't know if you would agree. Yeah. So I didn't think it was a bad film. It just wasn't the best.
Yeah, I would give it a 3 out of 5.
Yeah, that's what I would give it as well. And what I thought was great was Sara Ali Khan. I think she was stunning in it. And she really, I can't believe that's the first movie. Like, as soon as she opened her mouth.
Yeah. Totally.
And not to compare, but like, even Janvi, and this is normal, it's a little bit stilted in the beginning, right? Like, even Alia in Student of the Year, like, it's a little bit stilted. But Sara Ali Khan was amazing in terms of, I completely fell for her in terms of, I believed her character and I believed who she was, and she played it well.
Yeah, totally. So I think actually this was a negative for Sushant because he didn't stand out to me at all. He was okay. He was there. I think he's a much stronger actor than what happened in this movie.
Yeah.
But this was definitely Sara Ali Khan's movie. Like, meaning she stood out. She was vibrant.
Yes.
And she was great.
Yeah. And in Sushant Singh Rajput's defense, he had to play that understated character that let her shine, because that was the
he became superhero.
Yeah, that's true. But like you said, in the first half of Jab We Met, or like all of Jab We Met, because that wasn't disjointed, Shahid Kapoor had to be understated and Kareena Kapoor walked away with all of the accolades.
That makes sense though, like that worked for the movie, it was right sized, right? Like this one just did not, because he became such a powerful character towards the end.
Right, right.
So that felt a little bit off. But anyway, 3 out of 5 from me. So I would say just wait for DVD watch.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth a theater watch, but it was not bad. It was okay. Just not the best.
I really liked, though, like, that setting. Like, I've always wondered about, like, you know, people who do Vaishno Devi or, like, you know, the polars and stuff. So I really liked that because I didn't know much about theater. Not that I know now a lot, but, like, I just feel like it was a good setting.
And nothing from Bollywood has actually been done around, you know, different settings other than Bombay, Delhi, village, you know, things like that. Yeah, I completely agree with you. This is funny, but Paro and I have known each other forever. When that horse thing happened, I thought of you.
Yeah.
Because when you went to Vaishno Devi, your horse went nuts. But
and that almost threw me out of the, threw me out of the top of the mountain.
And I was like, I hope this is not triggering for Paro.
Nope, I fast forwarded.
Okay, got it. But I really like that setting as well. I wish I can almost tell Abhishek Kapoor movies from like a mile away. I'm like, oh, that's okay.
Yeah,
just to think of the style.
The other thing I thought was interesting was that music was Amit Trivedi, which I didn't, none of the
I love Amit Trivedi, but
yes. No music stood out to me, which I thought was also weird because he could have used that environment so well.
Yes.
Or I would expect him to use the environment, like the bells and like, you know.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, no, I didn't love the music. Or I haven't, it's not something I'm listening to on repeat or anything.
Exactly, it didn't stand out.
Yeah.
Which is very weird for Amit Trivedi because I'm very, you know.
Yeah, I guess everyone has an off film.
All right, that brings us to the end of this episode. A little more than 30 minutes, I believe, but however, super, super excited that you're back, and you should expect to see us every 2 weeks on Fridays.
All right, thanks so much for listening and tuning in, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
तक मेरे नाम तू
तक जहां मैं सुबह शाम है तब तक मेरे नाम तू, जब तक जहां मैं मेरा नाम है तब तक मेरे नाम।